Okay, folks, good morning again. It seems like I say that every day. But some days I get to do it with you. And I applaud you for rising early. Those of you who are on the West Coast, those of you who are on the East Coast, you're already well into your day. I'm getting texts from my East Coast daughter in D.C. and my West Coast daughter in L.A., Long Beach to be specific, sent me text late last night regarding the same subject. We play this game called Connections, the three of us. It's out of the New York Times, I believe it is. And it's a trivia game, and the three of us have been basically competing for the best score, even though we're thousands of miles apart. 836 with the Long Beach one, daughter, and then like 3,000 and some with Ken in D.C. I want to focus today as a follow-up to last week's discussion, which I jokingly titled, if you've seen the movie, the musical production with Julie Andrews, all-star cast, what do you do with a problem? How do you solve a problem like Maria? The title of one of the songs in The Sound of Music. And last week we talked about how do we solve a problem like Marianne? And if you didn't get a chance to see the video, please text me and I'll send you the video. It's a minute and 24 seconds long. And Marianne is a longtime friend of ours. She's not a Nikin customer yet. She's not a consultant yet. However, she had a dramatic experience with a pair of Nikin M steps. She wanted the M strides, but I didn't have a pair on hand. So 2 weeks ago tomorrow, I gave her at church a pair of the M steps. She wanted the smooth ones because she wasn't sure the bumps would work for her, but they worked beautifully. And what do I mean by that? How do they work? Well, if you haven't seen the video, let me know. I'll text it to you. I haven't formatted it yet. I haven't put it on YouTube yet. I will. And there's lots of reasons for that. But today what I'd like to do, and this is an open line discussion, there is a $100 prize available. I won't tell you what the prize is. It's a Nikin product that everybody that I know loves and uses, but currently right now it's unavailable at Nikin, and I'm not sure why. I don't know if they're going to bring it back. That's irrelevant. But if you only had, and I'm on a vacation trip right now, and I start, like most of us who go on a trip, we make a list, we make a packing list. And some of us have already purchased one of the 50 tickets that are available for the Nikin Boss event. And those of you who are on the call, you know who you are, who you've already purchased the ticket. I could call names, but maybe I should. Okay, Mary Bowser, Jeannie Zeden, and Julie Clark, Julie and Ron Clark. I know there are three people I've connected with this last week who purchased the tickets. They became available on the 8th, on Stacy's birthday, my wife. Happy birthday to my wife again. Birthday week, birthday celebration, all that good stuff. But we purchased these tickets, oh, myself included. And I panicked when I found out there was only 50, so I grabbed mine up really quick. You have to be a silver consultant or above to purchase your ticket. Here's the question for today. I know I'm digressing because the wonderful Ethiopian coffee hasn't quite kicked in. Again, too many s'mores late last night. Unbelievable, beautiful sunset. And I can send you a picture of that, too. But what is the smartest thing? And again, whoever has the best answer, I have a secret judge who will remain nameless. So this person cannot be bribed and bought off. But what is the smartest thing that we can take with us? Let me be very careful with my words here. What is the smartest thing that we can take with us to a Nikin event, whether we're flying or traveling to this event, or it's something we participate weekly, like the Balanced Life Equals Happy Life event on Tuesday night, or Sherry Danzig's Monday night's call, Success Stories, or the Wellness Home Tour with Team Virginia, the Virginia A-Team, or Michael DiMuccio's, I just forgot the name of it, his Zoom on Monday night. There's all these events. Today there's one going on, and typically every Saturday there's the Powerhouse Training at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. That's noon out on the East Coast, obviously 11 o'clock for those of you in Texas, Texas time, at Central, sorry, and then 10 a.m. for Mountain Time. But all these events take place. What is the ideal, the bestest thing that we can take with us to these events?
Is it just one thing? Just one or two?
Well, Carol, that's up to you. But if you're going to take something, what's the best thing?
I would say the best thing is the seat and in the water.
The seat. The seat and the water. Okay, now this is, Carol, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I want you to not just give the answer. I'm sitting on the Niken seat, the newest version of it, which I absolutely love. And the reason why is because I drove over 4 hours nonstop the other day to get where we are, and we landed just before 1 a.m. And that was after a full day. But I've got the water next to me as well. So I agree with you. But I want you to explain your answer. Why would you say the seat and the water?
I would say the seat because it's multi-purpose. While you're driving, while you're flying, sitting down on a plane, you can have that on your body. You have the magnetic technology on your body. If you're sleeping, you can put that down on top of your, on top of the mattress that you're going to lay down on.
Okay.
And is there any other thing? But basically, it's always on you.
Okay.
The insoles are always on you too. If you put them in your wear socks to sleep, but if you don't wear socks, it's not always on you. So that's why I would use the seat, and then the water is just, gotta have your water. That's a no-brainer. You just have to have your water.
Okay, you have to have your water. Okay, let me rephrase my question and throw you a curveball to help clarify. And this is not just for Carol. Yeah, this is for everybody. And I don't want to talk in riddles here, but I'm blaming this on Michael DiMuccio, because the other night he started asking questions of this leadership team that has been pulled together since, I remember the first time we got together, it was at 11 a.m. on a Thursday morning, and there was snow on the ground. So this had to have been in February. So this team, or March, I can't remember, but I know there was snow on the ground when I first joined this group. They're called the NFL team, the National Field Leaders team. And it's most, I think everybody on that group is gold and above, if I remember correctly. But here's the clarifying question. Carol, your mind is going to a item, a Niken product item, which is exactly where most of us would go, because I think it's 91% of us get introduced to Niken because of a product. But let me rephrase it this way. If you're going on vacation to your favorite vacation beach house, and I'm sitting next to my parents' beach house that my mom discovered 25 years ago. We were pregnant with Kenna when they found this place, and it had just almost gone on the market, and so they scooped it up, and the view is worth every penny and then some. It's right. It's 52 steps from the beach. So when we come here, we already have the Niken water here, the waterfall. Some of the beds are outfitted with the sleep system, not the newest one, not the Fit. And I didn't bring ours with me because I would have had to rip it off of Addie's bed, my twin size travel one. But what else could you bring with you, Carol? Again, to a vacation or to a Nikan event, whether it's live or via Zoom, what else could you bring with you? You didn't read the email, did you, Carol?
Mm-mm. I confessed it at the beginning.
I'm gonna let you think about this because I think you got it. There's no right or wrong answer, but there's a bestest answer or there's a more gooder answer. And I
Vance, this is Renee. I'd like to answer.
Okay, Renee.
Okay. First, I'm going to bring my curiosity. I'm going to bring my open-mindedness, and I'm
Ooh.
Going to bring an attitude of I can do this.
Okay. Okay. Now we're getting good. Now we're warming up. Okay. There's still a more gooder. I'm using proper English here. There's still a bestest. In Russian it's очень хорошо. Very good. In Spanish it's muy bueno. There's a more better.
What about my sharing, my will to share?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Okay, anyone else? We got Carol and Renee here.
You're bringing another person with you. Another consultant or a new team member.
Oh! Renee, hey, Jeannie, do you want to help Renee expound? I heard Jeannie's voice there, and she's not, I hear that laugh. I recognize that laugh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think the best, really not a thing, but anyway, the best to bring would be someone with you, a person. If I was going on vacation, wouldn't it be nice to take someone to the beach house? And that beach house is amazing, by the way, because I have been there a few times. It's always more fun when you have somebody with you because you can bounce ideas off. You can, you know, play. You can all kinds of things. So, I think it's a person, and it could be a person that is on your team would be really cool. And maybe even somebody on their team if they are building a team too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you and Ricky go on because I remember that first ever Nikan event that you and Ricky went to, because that's where I met you. I mean, we might have met at the Salem State Fair prior to that, but I remember that event.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've reminded me of that event the way you experienced it, because your experience was different from mine. Because I get introduced or I meet people all the time. Just a quick sidebar here. I got reconnected with a guy named Eugene. I want to call him Salem, which Jeannie would understand that joke. Eugene is a big city in Oregon. Salem is the next big city north. But his name is Eugene. Okay. And that's odd because he's Ukrainian, and Eugene is not a common Ukrainian name. Okay, it just isn't. Not a common Russian name. But here's my point. When we got to the site the other day, the camp, he said, "Hey, what us guys, the whole team that's from Ukraine," he said, We need to know something. I said, what's that, Eugene? He said, what is your name? I thought, this is really interesting because why does he need to know my name? So the group was curious because I've been kind of the liaison to make connection between our team and their team for the project we're on. And, but what he explained was that my name in Russian is the same as Ivan or Vanya. And Ivan and Vanya, part of their team, we both have the same exact birthday. Date, year, everything.
Wow.
According to the 10-hour time zone difference between Portland, Oregon, and Odessa, Ukraine. And so I'm immediately thinking, okay, what would I want to share with them about Nikin? What would be the one thing I would start with, the one thing that I have to have? And Renee hit on it, the open-mindedness, the attitude. And Jeannie, you're saying, okay, wait a second. No, and then Renee said, yeah, being a friend. We bring people to the party. We bring people with us. How important, as Luis said weeks ago, Luis Kasuga, discovering Nikin is great, living Nikin is great, but sharing Nikin is so much better. So, Jeannie, I want you to expand, Jeannie, I want you to share with the group what you did and the results you've had with that little short video from Marianne Mean. How do we solve a problem like Marianne? She creates this amazing video. And again, it's not the video. It's not the tool. Because we could do that with any Nikin video or any Nikin tool or any Nikin product. But the key is you did something with it. What did you do?
I texted it out to several people, 12 people, actually. I was on a little roll. Oh, this person. Oh, let me send it to this person. Oh, let me send it to this person. And so next thing you know, I had 12. I went, wow, okay. That didn't take very long. So I got six people responded back. So ranging from, I've been texting you, Jeannie, but you have your texting notifications turned off. to that is pretty amazing. To, gee, I would love to see that happen for other people. And so.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's interesting the response that you get back from people. Some respond and some don't. And so I just may send it again to the ones that didn't respond. Did you see this? Anyway.
Some people will respond to an invitation and say, hey, I didn't get your text, I didn't get your invitation. That's where the follow-up comes in, right?
Exactly. Well, I sent an invite to Better Balanced Life, Happy Life Tuesday, like just, I don't know, half an hour, maybe an hour before it. And the gal goes, oh, I'll be there. And she was there. And then I sent her an invite to Barb Satterwhite's water, Happy Hydration Half Hour. And she went to that. I couldn't be there, but she went to that. So, you know, you just do it until somebody, you just invite people until they respond. And you just keep inviting people. That's all. Because something I've learned in Richard Brooks' coaching is, have you ever gotten a text and you meant to respond, but you got distracted by something? Maybe the dog threw up or something. It could be anything. Somebody asks you a question and you don't get back to it right away. So we tend to go, oh, well, they're not interested. But in reality and in life, they're busy. They have stuff going on. And so send it again. Hey, I realize you might have missed this. I'm going to put this at the top of your inbox. I'd love your thought, whatever you want to say to them briefly. But don't go there in your head. Don't tell yourself a story about why they're not responding.
And I think that's the key, going back to something both Renee and Carol said and alluded to. If we don't come to the meeting, come to the gathering, come to the event, come to the vacation with an open mind, with an optimistic attitude of I can, Renee specifically mentioned I can.
Yes.
Then it's automatically going to be, I cannot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And follow up, follow up, follow up. I'm looking at my texts right now. As you're saying this, I'm like, I just remembered I started a text to somebody and I got distracted. And I went back to the text. I'm like, I didn't even send it.
Right. Yeah. I wrote it and never sent it.
I never
sent it. Done that before too.
Like picking up a phone and all of a sudden having a blank moment and you're going, who was I going to call? I know I was going to call somebody. Or we all do this. We walk through our house to go get something and we get to that room or wherever and we're thinking, what did I come in here for? We all do it. It's a common thing. Retrace your steps, go back and say, okay, who was it? And Jeannie, you're setting the example. You're raising the bar, and I'm not putting you on a pedestal as, you know, everybody needs to be more like Jeannie.
Please don't. Please don't.
Yeah.
Don't do that. No.
But I want to ask more of us to answer the question, because the right answer, the best answer out there is, when we go on a trip, we invited people to come to this beach house with us that have never been to this part of the Oregon coast. And yet the husband, the dad, he grew up on the Oregon coast. He grew up in the small town of Warrenton, which is next door to Astoria, which is, if you've ever seen the movie Goonies, it's a very popular movie in the early 80s, I think it was. That's where he grew up. And it was his quote that I included in my email, and he said, you know, Vance, I grew up on the Oregon coast, but I can't wait to get back to the Oregon coast. And we invited them because we knew how much their three boys would love this experience. And we did energy tests yesterday with the water, with the MagFlex, and his three boys, they just couldn't figure it out. They were trying to wrap their head around how magnets work, and I said, what does it matter? Who cares how they work? And the dad's sitting there going, yeah, who cares? It's the fact that it works.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're not drinking the water out of the tap. They're going and getting the magic water. And the youngest, the 7-year-old, wants to know why there's rocks in the water tank. He can't figure that out. Why'd you put the rocks in there, Vance? I didn't put them in there. But it's the people we bring with us to have the Nikan experience. Anyone else want to weigh in on this? Because you can go to a product, you can go to a person, but that's the right answer.
I want to just say one thing too. We are going to bring our products with us anyway. So definitely. To Carol's point too, and I love the seat and the water, and yeah, it's multi-purpose and all that. We're gonna bring that too. So it's all inclusive in there.
Well, I think you kind of have to, because I could totally, and I'll save this for a completely separate call. If you don't have your products, to back up what Carol said, if you don't have your Nikan water, what are you going to drink? What are you going to drink? You know, what if you don't have a small roll or a partial roll of duct tape, what are you going to do if you happen to get a bump or a bruise, or you pull a tendon? That's not going to be as common, but or you tweak a muscle. What are you going to put on it? Band-aids only go so far. Even, and I can send you pictures if you like blood and guts. Of I happened to put a big piece of metal through my favorite right leg 2.5 weeks ago. It's very gross. It's very disgusting. Jeannie will attest to it because she saw the photo. You ought to see it today, 2.5 weeks later. No stitches, no hospital bill, Nikan duct, and a power chip. Yeah, children, don't do this at home, okay? Don't do what I did. It's not a good idea. But as Addie, our 13-year-old, said, Daddy, that scar looks better than the surgery you had months ago. He was looking at my two scars. So I'm going to go with the Nikan. Again, I'm not making a medical claim. I'm just telling you, what we do, because maybe we've been brainwashed for 30 years. Anyone else want to weigh in on this? Because there's several of us that are wavering. Do we buy a ticket to go to the boss event? Are we planning on the boss event in December? The two-day event in Southern California in December, which is really nice weather. I can tell you a few more people. I know Michael DiMuccio has gone on record and said, I can't wait to meet you and your people. Can't wait to see you there.
Yes, come. Yeah. Come to the event. Come to the event. Just do it for many reasons. If you're not silver yet, you can go silver, and that'll be awesome. I feel that it is a monumental event. If you feel the slightest little inkling of, oh, I'd really love to go, then go ahead and do it. Because, I really think it's a big turning point for us in NECANN. I feel that.
Jeannie, did you watch the recording mm-hmm. of the Thursday evening? You did.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a decision. You know, Michael talks about that a lot. You make the decision and then you go with it. And things fall into place.
And there's lots to be done before December, obviously. We're not stopping doing what we
do.
But it's building up to that. And again, I think I want to go back to something Michael had alluded to as well. He said, for those of you who aren't planning on going or are either or, he said, I want you to watch those of us who have made that decision, who will be there. And I want to reiterate something I keep saying, and I said this to Jeannie yesterday when I spoke to her. I also said it to Mary Bowser when I called her. This event, we started doing the planning for this coming up on 4 years ago, in 2019. So it's been 4 years in the works. And there's lots of reasons why it got delayed. COVID was the biggest one. But lots of things going on behind the scenes. And we're seeing the results of that. And there's going to be changes, you know, with who's going and who's not going and who wanted to go. And because life happens. That's the beautiful thing. So anybody else want to weigh in on this? I feel as if I want to call out people. All you got to do is hit *6 on your phone. And you can chime in here. Yes. Jeannie and Renee, they got the right answer, but the question still remains. What, who, how, what do we bring with us to a NECANN event? And why? Do I dare circle back to Carol and ask her if that's her final answer?
You can circle back to me. an open mind to be able to grasp things that perhaps you didn't know of before, from who is speaking, you know, what you learn at this function. Willingness to accept or understand or learn things that you haven't been taught or forgot.
Right. Carol, is it true you're getting ready to go on a cruise?
I am.
Okay.
And I tell you this. I didn't know how I was going to go on this cruise, but I put my down payment on it, and things turned around. And I'm able to do it. So I did the same thing for the boss. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I paid the ticket for the ticket, and I'm going to get there somehow, some way.
Well, I don't know if your ears hear what my ears just heard. I think everybody else can attest to this. Your tone completely changed when you just said, I didn't know how, but I made the decision, and I'm putting words in your mouth now. You said, I had to do it. And you've been on a cruise before, right?
Many, many, many moons ago.
So it was a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't read my email, but I want to quote something that my favorite 13-year-old daughter, I only have one 13-year-old daughter, and she's my favorite 13-year-old daughter. I have a favorite 22-year-old daughter in a couple days, and a favorite 24-year-old daughter. They're all my favorite. But Addie said it this way, at 1:15, 1:20-ish a.m., when she woke up to the fact that she was at Grandma and Grandpa's beach house, and she said this, thank you for bringing me here again. I love this place. Now, she brought her with her an open mind because it's going to be a totally different experience from the last time she was here, which was quite a while ago. And now she gets to share this experience with three other young men, one of whose, one of her classmates, Judah. But you're right. She came with an open mind.
But she also brought gratitude.
She also brought gratitude as well, right from the beginning. Even being in a sleep-deprived state, she woke up because it's 1 a.m. and she finally ran out of words in the back seat. Her father didn't run out of words because Daddy doesn't run out of words. I mean, I'm singing the whole way as I'm driving. That's the beautiful thing about having a co-pilot who lets you listen to the music that I want to listen to. but that gratitude goes a long way because I know as I look forward 4 months down the road to the boss event, I will be going with an open mind, with an attitude of gratitude, with an I can attitude. But the most important thing that I'm looking forward to is who else that's part of our group that we got the privilege of inviting. There are several people that I'm still going to invite. Say, you really should consider this. Yeah, it's going to take a financial commitment. It's going to take some doing, but Renee, let me put you back on the spot, since you three ladies were bold enough to push star six.
Okay.
Is it the mechanics or is it the intention that's going to get you to the boss event?
Well, the intention.
Is there any mechanics?
Yeah, there is mechanics. You have to do stuff. You have to do what you intend.
Right. But we all know this from humans being more. It's 100% intention.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Again,
Ryan and I, we are not sober yet, but we intend on being at boss event.
That's the right answer right there. And you both know, and I was speaking with somebody yesterday, and they were shocked. They said, Ron and Renee are not silvers yet? Oh, we need to fix this right away.
Yeah.
And the way she said it was hilarious because she said, well, this is not a mechanics thing. This is an intention thing. And I could hear her get excited about fixing the problem. Because the problem is Ron and I aren't silver yet. Yes.
Yes, for sure.
And what does it take to get Ron and Renee silver? The mechanics, that's irrelevant. But it does take a team. It takes a team of people And Jeannie just set the example. She took a little short video, sent it to 12 people, and she got a 50% rate of return on a few minutes worth of time. That's a, in the investment world, that's a really good rate of return on her time and a few texts.
It really doesn't take long. Another thing I've learned in the coaching with Richard Brook is give yourself 15 minutes, go in there and send it. And do that consistently, and you, people respond. Not everybody, but some. And so, yeah, it does. What happens, I think, for me is I get hung up in my head thinking, oh, well, what do I want to say to this person and that kind of thing? No, just say, hey, I think you'll like this, or I was thinking of you, or whatever the truth is, and just send it out there, because a lot of people won't even see it. A lot of people won't respond, but so what? You're doing your part by asking. So,
well, I think this statement comes into play here, and Jeannie, you, Renee, myself, so many others will go, uh-huh, here's the statement. I'm calling Mary at 7 o'clock tonight about
regardless.
Regardless.
Yes.
What if we all, here's a question. What if we all, on Monday night, for example, on Monday evening, some point on Monday evening, fired off 10 texts every Monday night to 10 different people and simply said something like what Jeannie has taught me that she's learned from Richard Brooks. Hey, you know me. Would you do me a favor? Would you honor me and join me tomorrow night for this short Zoom? The presenter is boom, you can fill it in, or you can, you don't have to say anything about who's presenting on Balanced Life Equals Happy Life. I want you and your husband, or you and your wife, or you and your family to be able to experience what we have and to enjoy this unbelievable, unprecedented, I mean, whatever, less is more, obviously, but would you invite them? Go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, if I've been monitoring my email, and I get so many newsletters and stuff because I've signed up with newsletters, and the idea is to keep it in front of them, and they'll come a time when they go, oh, maybe I'll do this, because they'll remember you. This, you know, it's, we're not bugging people. We're actually just, that's just the way the world works today, is you put it in front of them often enough, they can disregard it, but there may come a time, life changes for somebody, maybe even today might change for them, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, where they go, oh, yeah, I'm going to watch that today, you know? So that's the idea behind it, is to stay in front of them, you're not bugging them. You know, it's not like you're saying, I want you to join me today and NECAN. It's not, you're not saying that. You're just inviting them to watch something or to hear something. So,
well, I think as well that simple invitation, how many of us have eaten at a really good restaurant and we do just tell people about it with no expectation of any contribution back or a free meal or any type of gratitude from the restaurant owners, or how many have seen a great movie? Okay, I admit I watched Maverick Top Gun again last night for the fifth time.
Ooh, it's a good movie.
It's a great movie, and I have lots of quotes, and our friend Ashley, who had seen it once before, or maybe she hadn't seen it, I can't remember, her and her oldest son hadn't seen it. And so I said to her yesterday, Ashley, let me send you the movie quotes from Top Gun. So when you see them on the screen and you hear them, go, oh, that's a good quote. Well, of course it's a good quote. Okay. Not because Vance already had it in his phone, because Vance took notes, but it's worth repeating. Repetition is key. Allowing somebody to have a Nikan experience or discover Nikan, but until they get the invitation, they don't know. Three young boys yesterday had never heard of magnets or didn't understand it, and they're still, I mean, again, three different responses. And it was their dad who said, who cares how they work or what's going on? It's the fact that they work. Look it. And I've got a picture, and if you want to see it, of a 54-year-old guy, me, standing on top of a 5-foot-high fence post that's only 6 inches in diameter, and I'm doing the Karate Kid crane pose. Holding a hedge trimmer in one hand. Why? Because I can. And it captivated the attention of a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old boy who are looking at me as Stacy is looking at me. But I couldn't do that without the Nikan insoles in my shoes or the MagFlex on my back and the necklace around my neck and the power band bracelets on each wrist. I couldn't do that. I'm in better shape today at 54 than I was at 24. And that's because Dennis and Ruth Williams invited the Rogers to come look at Nikan. Started with an invitation. I want to encourage everybody again, not yet silver, but let's do what it takes to get you to silver. That journey is so much fun. Again, Michael DiMuccio asked everybody Thursday night, if you want to see that video, that recording of it, it's an hour and 24 minutes long, if I remember correctly. But if you want to see that, and there's 20-some the top leaders from around North America that were on it, you can see who was on it. It's really powerful. Or how about this? How about starting with the We Academy training? If you need to learn a little bit, two more things. I admit, I haven't gone through the whole We Academy yet. Keyword yet. I fully intend to. It's on my list of things to do before December, before I end up at Irvine. And there's multiple reasons why. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the one that was just released was We Start. That's the place to go first. And what I really like about it, I'm just on stage two. There's a few stages. But you can't go any further until you do something. So it's really, really very good. So just go to the We Start under business tools and under training. We all have it available. It has your name on it, so you can go right through that. Anyway.
And where is it again, Jeannie?
If you go on your MyNikan page, your MyNikan.com.
And the front office, not
the
front office. But
not
the
back.
Office.
No, it's the front. And you'll see across the top, My Business. You click on there. No, not there. You click on tools. And then you will see where it says training. You click on training. And you will see three things. You'll see Inspire, We Start, and We Academy. So click on We Start, and away you go.
And I know Vance's brain works a little differently than other people's brain. And if you don't believe that, you can ask Stacy. She says it all the time. She just gives me this look. Says, husband.
He knows you.
Stop. She knows me. Yeah, we're coming up on 28 years. She knows me. And again, all you got to do is text me, and I'll send you the same sunset shot from two nights ago. Last night's sunset shot was unbelievable. A lot of history here. Talking with the neighbor yesterday, but in packing, to come on this trip. The rear window is important, but not near as important as the front windshield. What I mean by that is when I'm packing a rig, and we packed this rig way too full of stuff that was only coming one way. My point is I just need to see a little bit of sliver out the rear window because of that rear view mirror, because I've got two other side mirrors in any vehicle. But I'd like to see a little bit of the lights coming up on behind me in case I'm not seeing. But what's more important is the front office, not the back office, the front office. And yes, I know. Don't remind me. My wife already does. My brain's a little different. But our words create our future. And if we'll trust our words and trust the leadership of somebody like Jeff Isom again, hour and 10 minutes from now, the powerhouse training. If you want to do it in Spanish, in 9 minutes, you can do it in Spanish. But an hour and 10 minutes from now, he'll be doing the powerhouse training. Again, all that information is in the front office. Or it's on WhatsApp. That's where I find most of this stuff. And if you don't have WhatsApp on your computer or on your phone, you really should get it. Jeannie, let me ask you this, or Carol or Renee, real quick, as a final question. What do you do when you can't figure out technology?
Find a child.
What's
help.
Find a child. Yes. Find a child. That's the best answer. Find a child.
Under 10. Yeah.
Under 10. Yesterday, I found the 15-year-old. I said, hey, Izzy, I've got two sets of headphones here. I want you to make them both work for me again. And he says, well, Vance, do you have this app? Do you have this? I said, here's my phone. Just go do it. Here's my password. Do you want my Social Security number and my blood type? I'll give you everything you need. I just want you to do it. Well, do you want? No. Just do it. And literally, it was like 5-7 minutes later, I've got two working headsets again. I don't care how he did what he did. I don't care. I just wanted him to do it for me. And And I thanked him endlessly, and he said, no problem. I said, that's part of your payment for getting to stay at this beach house. you got my earpieces, one of which I'm talking to everybody right now. So if you run into technological problems on the front office or on WhatsApp and you can't figure it out, fine, just reach out for help. Reach out. Just ask, phone a friend. Take the Regis Philbin, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Everybody remembers that game show. Phone a friend. Use a lifeline. It's okay. Use the internet. But make that decision, and I look forward to seeing you at the Boss event, those of you who are going to do it. And I don't want to call out people's names, but there's several of us that need to be there that have never been to a corporate-sponsored big Nikon event, and I've got several names going through my mind right now, and I don't want to call you out to embarrass you. You know who you are. And as Jeannie has said, how did you say it again? Why is this important? This event so important, Jeannie? How did you say that?
Don't remember exactly how I said it, but well, it's. I think it's a crucial event for all of us, and there's going to be some great reveals there also. As a humanizer, it's going to be so fun to see real people in Nikan and all together. You know, it's been a little while, it seems like. And so I like events. I'm an event person. I like to attend them. But the real reason why I'm going is because I have a fear of missing out. FOMO. No, I want to be a part of, I want to be a part of leading the field, and I think it's the place to be. So if you have that little inkling and you feel like, uh-oh, I better go, because, you know, there's nothing better than being at the event. Hearing it secondhand is the next best, but it's really best to just actually be there. And so, yeah.
One last point on this. It's like, what do they call it in the world of entertainment when an actor or a singer achieves all four prestigious awards? Television, film, Broadway, and then singing. Isn't there four different? There's a term for it, and I can't remember what it is. But the difference between watching a movie, even at home or in the theater, is huge, because it's a live event with a bunch of other people versus just you and your family at home. But then seeing that same production live on a stage, not pre-recorded, but in person, on a, like, most of us remember the Waltons, Richard Thomas, John Boy. I got to see him live on a stage in the production of To Kill a Mockingbird. One of the most moving experiences of my life. A balcony box seat off to the right, that would be stage left, but off to the right if you're looking at the stage. And I just sat there, and after the production was done, people are walking out of the theater, and I'm just sitting there going, oh. And I'm still talking about it today, and that was 8 months ago, 10 months ago. It was moving. It was because it was live. So, anyway,
Vance,
thank you.
Vance is called an eagle.
Yes, that's it. Thank you, Linda.
EGOT. You got it.
An EGOT. EGOT.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. And for those of you who don't watch TV and you don't know what an actor or an actress is or a singer, I feel for you. it's like winning the Super Bowl or winning, in Karen Willen's terms, the Major League Baseball, winning with the World Series. You can't go any higher than that. You get all four. But it's live. It's not TV. It's not something recorded on a CD or an album or on a vinyl record. It's all four. You win it live. So this is live. So thank you. Linda, do you want to answer the original question since you chimed in here right at the very, very end? We had you, Linda, and then you left. Linda from Lakewood.
You got me?
You get, there we go.
Karen,
there we go. We got you.
Yes. Bringing enthusiasm and great expectation along with your friends and whoever's coming with you. Yeah.
Do you, and again, I'm going to put you on the spot here. We got 2 minutes left till the top of the hour.
Okay.
Do you come to any Nikken Zoom event, for example, the Powerhouse training in an hour?
Yes, I'm going to do that right away. Yes, I am. I do.
But
I'm on about four a week.
Four a week.
Yeah.
And I know you well enough to know that you invite people, but
I
coming
do.
With an open mind, great expectation.
Yes.
We have to, right? We have to.
Yes. Yes. I want to learn something I haven't learned before, or be reminded of something that I haven't been doing that I knew to do, but I've kind of forgotten. And so that's when you come together with these wonderful, brilliant leaders like you and others, Mike and all, and all that like-mindedness. It's like, oh, I remember doing that, and I stopped doing it. Why did I stop doing that? So it helps to remind you many times of things you already know, and you've just kind of forgotten or put on a side. And so I like it for that, too.
Do you, one last digression question here, Linda. Do you ever go to garage sales or yard sales?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I need to get one of my own, but yeah.
There's one going on today in Virginia. Get a load of this. Get a load of this. This I know because Mary and Barry Bowser have a tent, have a booth. It's called a crawl sale, not a yard sale, but it's 43 miles long. And she sent me a text yesterday, and she said, the sale goes on today, but the pre-sale was yesterday. And she said she just met two sisters that came from Maine and Massachusetts. They drove to this event.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, what's my problem for not registering and buying my ticket to the boss event earlier? I mean, that's dedication. They really must want some other people's junk.
They're serious shoppers. You gotta be hungry, like Les Brown. They're extra hungry. Wow. That sounds like that needs to be on TV. Wow. Wow.
Okay, folks, hey, it's the top of the hour. I want to remind everybody next that 2 weeks from today, please mark your calendars. It's on the front office. Seiko Kite, there is a hummingbird outside my window right now trying to get in the vehicle I'm setting in. A hummingbird. I have no food for you, little bird. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to get nursed, or what does a hummingbird do? They suck your, it's flying outside the window. I must be attractive like a flower or something. I don't know.
That's
anyway,
God smiling on you. That's what it is.
I guess so. I have no nectar. Oh, maybe the hummingbird wants my Ethiopian coffee mug. There's only a little bit left. 2 weeks from today, Seiko Kai. 2 weeks from today, it's on your calendar. Mark your calendar. So no Saturday AM Live. Next Saturday, I'm hoping, I put a call into her. We played phone tag yesterday. I'm hoping to have Marianne Mine, M-E-Y-N is her last name. I'm hoping to have her live so you, everybody, can meet this wonderful friend of ours who had such a phenomenal product experience right out of the gate, and she's just so funny. She's just so funny. And again, if you haven't seen the video, just text me and I'll send it to you. Her response, because it's a great video. Linda, I'm going to send it to you right now, even if you don't care.
I appreciate
that. Okay.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. So, hey, folks, have a great weekend. Thank you for tuning in. And between the four contestants that played The Price is Right, Carol Cosby, Renee, Jeannie, and Linda, right there at the end, she snuck in as the last contestant. One of you four is going to win something. That's what they call it in Jamaica, something. Just be prepared, because I'm not the judge. That's up to my secret judge who listens in. And that this person did text me. I'm not going to tell you if it's a male or female, because that takes the fun away. But so one of you, and what's that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who won last week?
Oh, I am so sorry. I forgot to announce that. I almost forgot. Thank you for the reminder, Carol. Lori Jones, winner, chicken dinner. She, get a load of this, folks. She actually texted me and said, Vance, you know my address, so go ahead and please send me the pair of Japanese mag steps. Before the call was even done, we automatically put it out there. And I didn't, in fact, have her address, but the secret judge chose her without me even saying anything, without me, you know, priming the pump, without, that wasn't my intention, but it was Lori's intention to win. Lori felt she knew she had the best answer, and so she put it out there. And the secret judge said, absolutely. Lori Jones had the best answer. So she got the pair of insoles. She sent me a note yesterday and said, hey, they just arrived. Thank you so much. And I hope Lori, like any one of us, would use the Nikan tools like all of us can, not to hoard for ourselves. Discover it, live it, share it. The live it is great, but the share it is so much better. And I'm preaching to myself.
That's when we share, that's how we advance to our next rank.
That's it. No play on my name. No play on words. That's how, if you want to advance and be like Vance, we are tuned in to another call that just started. It sounds like a prayer call or a television program. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody next Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.